When I first got here in August 2006, we were in the process of opening up an obstetrics unit, and I got here, I landed, and one of the first things I did is I stopped it, primarily because there was this big push from the community at large for the two hospitals to try to figure out a way to work collaboratively together. And so I've really spent the last 7 years and 8 months trying to figure out ways to make that work. We made the decision 2 years ago that we needed to get back into women and children's, which was a reversal of my initial decision. We put that decision on hold pending, you know, ramped up conversations that we've been having all along with Community Medical Center, and really held on that decision until we had clarity around what their intentions were relative to maintaining a competitive marketplace in Western Montana.
Whether they were going to merge with you or somebody else.
We weren't ever considering a merger per se. It was more of an affiliation type of alignment model. But we've been having those conversations really, like I said, since I got here.
There are two trains of thought about when two hospitals are in the same place and they offer the same services. One is that the consumer will benefit because it will be more competition. The other is that the market's too small to support duplication.
Well, we had always maintained the disposition that when it comes to tertiary services, the high-end care that we're so fortunate to have here in Missoula, that we did not, and we still don't necessarily believe that the community size, our population, can't support two comprehensive tertiary service providers. There's just not enough volume to keep two high-end care centers going, given the fact that we're seeing utilization rates for cardiac cath, open heart surgery, and we're going to start seeing that happen with other high-end procedures continue to go down as we get more effective at our population management efforts. So, yes, we've historically and continue to this day have concerns about two comprehensive service providers being able to survive and thrive in this marketplace.
Yet that's the course you're going down.
It is the course we're going down because we have a competitive landscape that is changing very dramatically. I spent 16 years in the for-profit industry. I understand how for-profit healthcare works, and we have a competitive environment that's been introduced in Missoula, Montana that we haven't experienced before. We've been here for 140 years, and it's our intention that we'll be here 140 years from now, providing excellent healthcare and hopefully doing a better job providing healthcare than we are today.
Well, I've been speaking with Jeff Fee of Providence St. Patrick Hospital. Mr. Fee, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.